I guess I should stop auto-spinning these My Vegas slots before we record.
Howdy, it's Monday, May 11th, 2026, and this is the 12th episode 279 of Due for a Win, the Atlantic City podcast. I'm Kyle Askin, joined, as always, by Craig Stone. What's good, Craig?
It does seem like we've been in the 270s for a very, very long time.
It's been certainly more than 10 episodes in the 270s, I think.
What's good is our YouTube is just booming. We put all the episodes up on the YouTube.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at the view counts right now. Most of the episodes are like 3 views, 12 views.
That's good.
The most popular episode with 101 views, by the way, the second most popular episode has 12, is episode number 172, Epicycloidal Diversion, which, if you remember, it was a history thing. There was basically a four-sided Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
On the boardwalk called the Epicycloidal Diversion. And that has almost 10 times as many views as our next most popular episode on YouTube.
You need to tell us. That doesn't matter. Like, views don't matter on this type of content. You need to tell me which video has the longest watch time or whatever.
No, I want to know who's clicking this. Are there just some
AIs,
some nerds who are, like, looking up the word epicycloidal for some reason? Is it that it's our shortest episode? That could be it. It's only 27 minutes long. They're like, I want to check out this Due for a Win show. Let me sort by your shortest episode.
Yeah, it could be. Is it actually our shortest episode?
It's probably close.
You have a spreadsheet with all of the episode lengths, right?
I do.
Which you probably haven't updated in a while, but we haven't had episodes that short in a while.
No, there hasn't been in a very long time. The shortest episode, no, it was 136. It was 25 minutes and 5 seconds.
What is epicycloidal diversion in the top 10 rankings of shortest?
I only have number one.
Oh.
It's probably second or third. It's got to be way up there.
Sort it by runtime, man.
No, I'm not doing that right now.
Just hit Control-Z afterwards. It should be fine.
Nope.
All right.
So that's the YouTube talk, because it's very important that we're on YouTube.
It is.
Everybody go mash the like button on all these.
Yeah, like and subscribe. Ring the bell.
We've gained one subscriber, I think, since we've put all this up.
That's good. Some sick puppy.
I don't know if anybody smashed the like button.
No likes have been mashed.
Even in those 100 views, zero likes.
Unbelievable.
Maybe it's just all dislikes.
Yeah, it could be.
How do I find that information? I want to know that.
Yeah, how many people are like, do not show content from this channel?
Exactly. That's the good stuff. More like due for a refund.
I thought that was, we couldn't say that anymore.
Oh no, did we? All right.
Maybe
well,
not. I don't remember. No.
We'll see you next episode. This episode's canceled, so.
You know, what it's called when a company contributes money into, you know, their...
Right.
We can only say that once more, I believe.
Yes, that's once more.
What was never again? I don't even remember, but...
Who knows? All right, so last episode we talked about going to Atlantic City, which is now coming right up. And the big question is, will this episode be up before the trip?
I was going to say, the big question is, are we going to actually go to Atlantic City? But it seems like we are.
That's happening. We've got rooms booked. We've got all sorts of very concrete plans, as we do.
Mm-hmm.
Last episode we talked about a Sunday to Monday trip, possibly Saturday. Now Saturday seems pretty solid.
Yep, at least for three of us.
That is true. My brother's definitely not going on Saturday. Where are you staying, Kyle?
I'm staying in beautiful Galloway, I think, right?
At the Sea View Hotel.
Yeah.
Which is a Hyatt.
Well, first, I tried to book Bally's. Couldn't do it because of the half marathon, the Monopoly half marathon on Sunday morning.
Yeah, no comp rooms available.
Starts literally right outside the Bally's. So, yeah, I had a Category 1 through 4 cert expiring in less than a month, and this Seaview Hotel, which looks quite nice, frankly, is Category 4. So I ended up just booking it just to have something for sure, because they ended up having a room open. And then I thought about it a bit, because I could get Golden Nugget as well. I haven't looked at the prices this week. Like, it's possible that something has opened up, but it seems like you and Dave are set in stone, which we'll talk about in a second.
No, I checked this morning. The prices have come down a little bit, but there's still nothing for under, like, $250.
I mean, and it looks like that Galloway's only 13 minutes or something away from Borgata, which is, spoiler, where you're going to be staying. And like I said, I'm probably not going to use the cert if I don't use it this weekend. And I'm interested in checking out something new and seeing how it is. I mean, I think having a Category 4 Hyatt, which I'm not sure if it went up in Category or not in the most recent changes. I mean, it's a good option for a lot of people, I think, who listen to the pod, frankly. Because there seems to be a lot of overlap between Hyatt people and gambling people.
Is that a credit card reward that you've got, or is it through other?
I don't know. I don't even know how I get them. I think it's like if you stay there, you get them. Yeah, maybe you get one every year for having the credit card. I'm not really sure. All I know is they end up in my account, and then I sometimes use them and sometimes don't.
So Dave and I were stressing about where to stay on Saturday night because everything was super expensive. And then at some point, very briefly, Harrah's went comped. And so Dave booked that. I did not, because I was like, I would rather stay with you out
with me,
in Galloway.
Because I got two beds, yep.
I kind of hemmed and hawed about it, and when I checked again, it was $106. So I missed that, and I definitely didn't want to pay to stay at Harrah's. And then we released the last episode, and within hours, Refrigerator P direct messaged me on X saying to check my Vegas, because Borgata, which had been saying sold out for that Saturday, but changed to say that it was $516 on Saturday, was showing up as comp available through MyVegas, which is a 65,000 coin reward on MyVegas, which, to compare, free parking is 50 or 55,000 coins. Yeah. So parking at Borgata, I'm pretty sure, is still $5, by the way. So if you want to put a cash value on that... That's how much they value this room reward. And normally, you can't get the room rewards on Friday or Saturday anyway. So I was shocked to see that it was even possible to get a Saturday ever, let alone on this really expensive Saturday. And so I was thinking, it's definitely not going to let me book it. Like, it's one thing to see the calendar. It's another thing to actually go through and book it. And so I figured it was worth it. I'd never used these MyVegas points anyway. I haven't played MyVegas even in years.
Like 12 years.
But I have a bunch of coins saved up from like 12 or 13 years ago because I was playing it nonstop. Back before one of our Vegas trips where I got a bunch of rewards, back when my Vegas was really good.
You were playing it nonstop even after that, too.
I was, definitely, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, let's be honest. I have a lot of memories of conversations with you before the podcast of you just like, that's what you did at work, is you played my Vegas, I think.
Oh, yeah. Spin my Vegas in the background. It's the best. I redeemed the reward, went through the whole thing, and it booked totally fine. Comped Saturday at Borgata. So huge shout out to Refrigerator P. I never in a million years would have even thought to look. He responded saying, as a FOTP, I'm happy to help. And I love...
Friend of the pod, Refrigerator P.
Love the acronym FOTP, yeah. Friend of the pod. So that's great. I've also been spinning my Vegas again, even though I still have over 200,000 coins. Just the nostalgia's hitting so hard. Excalibur, the slot, the sounds... The stupid bonus games. It looks like it's from 1995. Just, it's so good. It's all just nostalgia for getting excited for a Vegas trip, because that's why I was spinning it all the time, was, you know, trying to get Vegas rewards. And I got some good stuff, man.
So how many of your coins or whatever have you, well, not coins, but whatever the currency is that you put into slot machines on MyVegas have you used? Because you said you had like 6 billion or something.
Oh yeah, I've lost over 2 billion. Uh-huh. So it's gone quite bad. I wonder if they've increased the hold percentage. Because it used to be you could really pretty close to break even a lot on the slots. And it seems like, for one thing, they've increased the minimum bet on a lot of the games. So you have to bet like 2.5 million coins on some of the games.
And how many coins do you get every day, or like how does it work?
Not a lot. When you start out, you can get a couple thousand a day, but you accrue as you spin, but you only get like 10 coins for every, I don't know, couple million or 10 gold for every couple million that you spend. Uh-huh.
So the coins are what you put into the machine, and the gold is what you use to buy your rewards.
Chips, I guess, is what you put into the machine. But then at some point, once you've hit some chip spend, it stops accruing gold, and you only get gold for leveling up. I need to spend like billions of chips to level up now.
Well, so luckily you have billions of chips, right?
I do, yeah. So I'm sure I'll stop soon, but it is funny to be back on it. And it was such a popular thing for a while. It was all the rage to get your Cirque tickets and comped rooms. And I certainly have used it in AC. You know, I used it when I was a gold MGM. I would use it to get 25 comp dollars to go to Amphora.
And you used it at Aria last time when we went on our last trip, too, I believe. It had some problems. It took a while for you to get it.
Oh, yeah. I had some free play, and they did not want to give it to me.
Yeah.
There are some other awards, but they're not great. Like, there's $10 food and beverage now that you can get, or $10 free play, or free parking, and they're all, like, the same price as the room was.
Yeah, I know. Well, we had some pretty good ones back in the...
Oh, yeah.
We got to drink in New York, New York for, like, a while.
It was either 50 or 100 bucks for the bar at Times Square. I got Beatles Love tickets.
You got some drinks in the, like, Sub-Zero ice bar.
So, My Vegas has been very good to me. So if you can just spend 1,000 hours spinning My Vegas, you can get some decent stuff. It's definitely not as good as it used to be. This is way too much My Vegas talk, by the way.
You could just spend your 20s doing My Vegas, and then you're going to be set for the rest of your life, just like Craig.
That's true. So that's Borgata. Dave, I think, is going to just stay with me at Borgata, which would make more sense than...
It would make more sense. I mean, if he wants to stay in Harrah's, that's fine.
The last I talked to him, he was nervous about canceling Harrah's in case Borgata was like, wait a minute. You can't get a Saturday on My Vegas, but when I log into my MGM account, it shows...
They shouldn't take it away.
I'd be very shocked if they took it away. Since you're staying at Galloway, one of the things that you had suggested was meeting up at Pinelands Brewery on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, because it's not very far from my hotel.
It's a little bit north.
It's probably like 20 minutes or something. But initially, it seemed like we might all be staying in Epsecon or general Epsecon area on Saturday initially. I've heard things about it, and like, I've never actually really been to the general Pine Barrens ecology part of New Jersey, like, frankly. And it seems interesting. You know, maybe we'll see the Jersey Devil or something. But I'm interested in checking it out. I'm still interested in doing that. And it's my hotel's right on the way back towards Atlantic City from there. And it's right on your way to the city. It's right off the Garden State Parkway. Right. So
first thing, Pinelands. That sounds good to me.
Sounds great to me.
Then we have no dinner plans at all.
I assume we'll eat somewhere at Borgata, would be my assumption, right?
There's nothing good at Borgata.
You say that jokingly, but it's a little bit true.
There's nothing that excites me at Borgata.
No. I'm sure we can find somewhere decent to eat. I think I've got a lot of free play and like...
I have $25 match bet.
Dining credits and stuff. Oh, really?
Oh, not a match bet, free bet. But yeah, no, 25. It used to be 75.
Yeah, I think it's more like 50 or 75 for me, and then maybe some bonus free play. I don't know.
But we'll figure that out.
Maybe they're really impressed when I met Table James Games and Tim Lawson at the MGM National Harbor for like 12 minutes and played like 6 hands of $20 Pygo.
So probably gamble on at Borgata Saturday night. You'll head back to Galloway, New Jersey.
Yep.
And then we've looked at some breakfast places, but... That was when we thought that we were all staying out in the Epsecon Galloway area.
Let me tell you where I do not want to eat breakfast, frankly, ever again. Bread and butter.
It's gotten so bad. It used to be good.
It's so bad.
So in my search, there's a very Gilchrist-looking breakfast place in Galloway called the Cracked Egg Cafe. But you pointed out another place called the Sunriser with a Y, S-U-N-R-Y-S-E-R, that looks just incredible. Both of them look quite good.
I know. They both look quite cheap. They both look fantastic. They're both quite close to... my hotel, and like, frankly, not far from Borgata, to be honest.
The issue is not the distance. Like, oh, are we really going to drive out to your hotel? Sure, that's not hard. The issue is right. That you're going to be ready to eat breakfast 3 hours before Dave or I are going to be ready to eat breakfast.
Yes, that's true. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if I can hold back, or if I decide just to eat breakfast and then go to the boardwalk and also get to the boardwalk like 5 hours before you and Dave get to the boardwalk, or what?
Yeah, because I expect that we'll also gamble at Borgata a little bit in the morning before heading to the boardwalk. So.
I mean, I have to go to Bally's anyway, so I need to.
Sounds terrible.
Bally's is fine.
It's the worst.
You're the worst.
Huge hater.
You are a huge hater, yeah. I mean, are we going to see each other, really, beyond happy hours on Sunday, Monday? Because I can't gamble at Ocean, because I need to match there after their year starts, which is either June 1st or July 1st, I think, so.
It sounds like a you problem.
I mean, I just can't. I will not be in Ocean, so.
You could always gamble on somebody else's card.
Yeah, that's true. I could do that.
We've said last episode that we have Ocean booked. We have 2 rooms at Ocean for that Sunday. I'm actually very excited to stay and play at Ocean, which I definitely wouldn't have said a couple of years ago. But just everything they've added there, and it feels much more vibrant and crowded and like a nice place to play. So I'm excited to go there. I'm happy that we're staying at Ocean, even though I won't be seeing you there at all, apparently.
Yeah. Do you remember what the rules are for Bally's? I'm sure that I have like... $200 and comp dollars or like, et cetera. So if I can get 2 guests into the lounge at Bally's, I'm sure I can do that with the amount of comps I have. I just don't know if it's 1 or 2 limit for Superstar.
Don't know. You do have resorts lounge passes, which you're staying at resorts on Sunday.
Yes.
But only for 2.
Yeah, only for me and 1 guest.
Out of the 4 people that will be there. At some point, my brother's showing up on Sunday, although we don't know when. apparently anytime between 3 and 9 p.m.
He's going to miss Tenoshi Hour.
That was a big part of why we moved it to the Saturday, was to be able to get the Tenoshi Hour and Angeloni's Club Madrid. Are we going to do either of those things? I mean, we'll definitely do Tenoshi Hour. It's just the question.
Going to do Tenoshi Hour, no question.
While we're at Caesars for Tenoshi Hour, I have the option to get a $15 gift card just to let Caesars know I'm alive.
Yeah, that's true, because the alternative is just not using your card at all at Tenoshi Hour, which is probably reasonable.
Right, a totally reasonable assumption, but alas...
You're going to just see that sperm delir and you're going to be like, I have to play these slots right now. You know it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I have to play 5 minutes of slots,
right?
Get a $15 gift card.
Once you see that sperm delir, you can't hold back anymore.
That's true for everyone.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we have nothing else really figured out. You know, we've talked about a bunch of different happy hours.
Yeah, I don't think we need to even do dinner, frankly, Sunday, because I think we'll just eat at happy hours.
And then Monday, I need to be out of town on Monday by like 1 p.m., which is not bad.
I think me and Dave will probably leave a bit before that. So
I have to be back in time to pick up my child and get him to a road travel baseball game that's at 5 p.m. that he has to be at for 4:30. It's going to be miserable. But you know.
I also have a baseball game Monday night that I'll have to take my child to.
I'm the official scorekeeper for the travel baseball team, which actually the only reason I'm doing it is because of listener Pat G. So go figure. He sent an email basically saying, you know, hey, you should do some sort of coaching or helping out. Yeah, I'll scorekeep. Why not? So I have a would you rather related to the trip.
Okay.
Would you rather go stay in Obsekin or Galloway and play golf and do breweries, but you can't even go to Atlantic City on the trip?
Oh, like at all?
Right. You're playing 18 holes of golf and hanging out in that area. Just a South Jersey but no AC trip. Or do a boardwalk trip where you can stay on the boardwalk, you can gamble, you can do all your AC favorites, but you have to spend 4 to 5 hours, so about how long it would take to play 18 holes of golf, on the beach. Which I know that you do not like.
I don't like the beach at all, frankly.
You're there with friends, though. You're not solo. You're not just sitting out on the beach doing nothing.
Yeah, I could bring a book. You know, I could play games on my cell phone. You know, I don't know. I would never, never go just to South Jersey to do something and not go to Atlantic City. That's preposterous. So it has to be the AC option, but it sounds quite unappealing as well.
I guess it's so much closer for me.
It takes me 4+ hours to get to AC and back. So
right. I mean, it would probably take me 1 hour and 40 minutes to get to Galloway. So it's not really that bad of a trip. So to me, like, oh, go check out a couple breweries. The problem for me is there's so many things I would rather do with 4 to 5 hours than go play 18 holes of golf.
Well, you could do hockey or something would be the equivalent for you or whatever.
No,
right?
It's got to be golf. That's part of it. Because otherwise, I'm just too easily picking the Galloway Absecon option.
Yeah.
I don't mind the beach, but I don't really want to sit out on the beach for 4 to 5 hours.
I mean, if it were the same for me, like if it's like, oh, you need to go to National Harbor, but you can't go to MGM, I'd be like, that's totally fine.
Because it's so close. Yeah, but I would never do that.
Right, because it's close. Right.
Yeah. Interesting. Oh, yeah, that is the same. Fascinating. Okay.
Maybe not National Harbor, but Philadelphia, but I can't go to the casino. I don't, you know, whatever.
Are you picking the boardwalk option and hanging out on the beach?
Yes.
Me too. Wow, I really thought you were going to pick the golf option.
Why would I ever drive to Absecon to go to breweries and play golf? I can do that here. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Because the South Jersey Shore is the most beautiful place in the world.
Nah, if I'm going there, I'm going to Atlantic City. That's how it is. I don't understand how you go to Ocean City for a week every summer and do not go to Atlantic City while you're there. It makes no sense to me. I would not do that.
But it's so much closer for me.
But Atlantic City is like 10 minutes away from Ocean City.
It takes like 25 or 30 minutes because you have to go out and around. But like it's not bad. But I'm with the kids. Like, they don't want to. I mean, they want to go to Lucky Snake, but...
Exactly. You're with the kids. That's why you leave in the evening and go to Atlantic City.
Okay, so the original version of this would you rather, before I changed it to sitting on the beach, was that you had to spend 4 to 5 hours at the Lucky Snake.
Okay.
Are you still picking the boardwalk trip, but you have to spend...
Yeah, I mean, I could sit at the bar, I guess, and still read a book.
I'd gladly spend 4 to 5 hours at the Lucky Snake.
Yeah, I would not, but...
I love those arcades. Give me some coin pushers. Let's go.
I wouldn't go to Absecon for a golf trip and not go to Atlantic City. Like, I would absolutely go to Absecon for a golf trip, but I would go to Atlantic City the night. Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
So anyways, we have a trip Saturday, May 16th to Monday, May 18th. This episode will probably come out with like 12 hours notice about that trip, so...
Rumor has it that Table James Games is going to be there.
That's true. He's staying at Hard Rock on, I believe, Sunday?
Also, somewhere I can't go, so...
I like how you act like you're on the self-exclusion list, and they'll just, you know, 8-6 you as soon as you walk
in. Actually, I can go to Hard Rock, right? Because I think they're
Their year is February.
Yeah. I want to wait until next year and match with Ocean. That would be better. Oh, no. I need Hard Rock to match to Ocean, right? Because Ocean doesn't match Bally's. All right. I will probably go to Hard Rock on this trip then. So.
It'll be funny if something happens where this just all falls apart and all this, like, I can't gamble here or there or whatever. It's like Ocean just won't match or stops doing match.
I mean, I've looked at the Caesars credit card a little bit because it's real easy to get diamond if you get the Caesars credit card, at least the first year.
It's such a crappy card, though.
It's not good. It's, like, not a great use of one of my slots, but
yeah.
I could do it.
The MGM card, I feel like, at least has a little value. But I none of them, I think, make any sense unless you're going to Vegas, to me.
It's not bad to save $40 a night on resort fees.
That's true. $40 a night is kind of a lot.
I mean, if you're going 10 nights to Atlantic City or whatever, which we're not, but right. You know, we could be. It's $400.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the thing I've said about the credit cards in the past. Nobody go check, because maybe I haven't said it about the credit cards. If you're going to Vegas for four nights plus a few Atlantic City trips, you're probably most of the way there just on resort fees.
Probably. It's not that bad of a value if you're going to go to AC or Vegas anyway, I think.
I'm sure there are a bunch of people who listen who have done all the math on this, by the way.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy to be corrected.
Yeah. Send us your detailed credit card reviews, and we will talk about them on the next episode.
Yeah.
So we've got news. The biggest, saddest, most shocking news. Not shocking, but saddest news.
Shocking.
Your favorite airline.
I know.
Spirit. Ceased operations. Let's have a moment of silence.
But, I mean, we have to. As is well talked about on the podcast, I do unironically like Spirit a lot. I'm quite sad that they went out of business. I think it's very bad for the airline industry. It's good for the airline industry. It's quite bad for consumers that they're gone now.
I only flew Spirit once, I think, from Vegas back to Newark. And I actually really appreciated the sort of a la carte menu of picking which things were valuable to me and not valuable to me, right? Like, oh, I'm just doing a carry-on, so I don't need this checked bag. I don't care where I'm sitting, like that kind of stuff, versus now it feels like you're doing that anyway because everything's got basic economy. You effectively have to do that stuff.
Well, I mean, it's because of Spirit that basic economy exists.
Right. And now, you know, the prices of all that stuff, there's no like...
No one's going to be pulling the prices down. Yeah.
Except that here comes Breeze Airways, which I've literally never heard of until I heard...
They've been around.
...that they were filling... the Spirit routes from Atlantic City Airport.
Wonderful.
So Spirit used to go from Atlantic City to Orlando, Myrtle Beach, Fort Myers, and Palm Beach. Breeze is going to pick up those routes. It looks like Breeze also goes from Atlantic City to Charleston, South Carolina, Fort Lauderdale, and Tampa, Florida. So some routes for you to fly out of Atlantic City. I've heard flying out of Atlantic City is just great. Like, you just pull up. You're through security in 2 minutes. So if you want to go to Florida or South Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina is also on there too.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your options from Atlantic City.
Next time you go to one of those places, you know, next time you go to Disney World, which I'm sure will be next month,
yeah.
You just need to book out of ACY.
That's
just
true.
To give us a review.
Drive an hour and 50 minutes to fly an hour.
Yeah.
Sounds great. It'd probably be very cheap on Breeze Airways.
Would be great.
Has anyone flown Breeze? Let us know in the comments.
I have not flown either Breeze nor Avelo, which is the other new one, I think. Newer airline. But yeah, I'm sure they're fine.
I'm going to start talking every episode like I'm a YouTuber now that we're on YouTube. And I'm just going to ask people to put stuff in the comments and like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Smash the like button. I think we made all these jokes last time I tried to get us on YouTube.
All right. So speaking of nothing... The Garden Pier. They have torn down part of the Garden Pier, or I guess at least the entirety of one of the buildings in the Garden Pier, right?
Yeah, which we talked about last episode. The city confirmed that it was because the buildings were falling apart.
It's hard to believe that they wouldn't be kept up well by the ownership, but, you know, I guess here we are.
How dare you, sir?
Well, I said it was hard to believe. I mean, that wasn't ironic. So Wayne Perry says that it's going to be replaced with something family-friendly. He says, quote, developer Bart Blatstein says demolition of part of the Garden Pier will make way for a family-friendly entertainment project he will announce in coming weeks in Atlantic City. So we will have to wait and see. I suggest not holding your breath. And Harry Hurley says that the back part of the pier is going to be a beach club. We have linked to both of those.
When I initially saw these two things, I was like, those seem mutually exclusive. But then I looked at Harry Hurley's article again, and it seems like he's saying the front part of the pier is going to be something family friendly and the back part is going to be a beach club. I don't exactly know how that works. Maybe behind, sort of on the beach, past the pier is going to be a beach club. I don't know. How many beach clubs does Atlantic City need? Who can say? I don't have much faith in any of this happening, so.
What?
Let's see.
You can't talk like that, or you're going to lose all your benefits.
It's true. Hey, maybe it could be a gym. Maybe it could.
A dinosaur gym.
It could be a dinosaur gym.
That's what I said last episode, I think.
Maybe they could put a bunch of equipment out there and then just move all that equipment away from there.
Ropes course.
Ropes course. That wasn't Bart Blatstein, but.
But, I mean, it's appropriate.
The ropes course would be better on the pier than in the parking garage or wherever they
it was literally in the parking garage, yes.
In 10?
10, yes.
The named but never opened.
The Orc.
Casino between Revel and Ocean. Yeah, the Orc. They changed it. It's the Ocker now.
Yeah.
The other news that came out is that the Birdcage, the restaurant that used to be Good Dog Bar, or I guess the bar that used to be Good Dog Bar, is up for sale, which prompted a lot of rumors that it was going to close. But they posted a statement on their website refuting that. And the statement says, the restaurant is not closing and continues to operate successfully with strong business performance and ongoing customer support. This move is about growth, not closure. We are looking for the right partner, someone who believes in the brand and wants to help take it to the next level. So I am just assuming, knowing nothing at all, that this is some sort of sale and leaseback.
I don't think so. It sounds like they just want someone to buy it and run it and give them money. I don't know. They want to franchise it out, basically. I want someone just to buy it and give them, like, 5% of the profits for it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that could be it.
It doesn't, like, a sale and leaseback, you don't look for buyers. It's just something that companies do.
Yeah, I guess.
So you wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, so they want somebody to, like, buy the brand and expand it.
I guess.
And
I
give them money.
It sounds suspicious. I find this story very suspicious, but we'll see.
People seem to like it a lot. It seems to be doing well, so it's very confusing.
I've never been. I mean, we were at it the previous incarnation of it.
It's true.
Which I believe you liked a lot and I thought was fine, so.
Yeah. We'll see.
You would think our opinions would coincide more often than they do. As an example, like, I love Vagabond. I think it's great, and, like, I think you think it is, like, truly very mid.
It is very mid.
Yeah, I know that. It's really, and, like, whatever Birdcage was before, like, I thought it was totally mid, and I think you liked it a lot, so.
Yeah, I did like it. Which is funny, because they're not places that you should really have strong opinions about.
Yeah, neither of those places, frankly. Yeah.
I would think that everyone would think they're mostly just fine.
Yep, here we are.
Here we are, with strong opinions.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much for listening. If you want to reach out to us or any of our other listeners, you can do so to our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/doforwin. Find all of our great content at doforwin.com. Reach out to Craig on Twitter or me and Kyle Askin, and send Craig questions at doforwin@gmail.com, and we will read them on air. Next episode, Trip Report.
Hopefully we'll get this up before we go on the trip.
Yeah.
Can't have this hanging over my head.
Either way, next episode, Trip Report, though. So.
Yes, true. I'll just bring my laptop and edit at the Borgata. I think that's the
plan. You should.
Maybe I'll edit at the B-Bar.
Bring the mics again, and we can have our second in-person AC episode.
No, I'm good.
Do it.
Do it from the Galloway Sea View Hotel.
Yeah, it could be great.
All right, I'm going to bed.
All right. Thank you all for listening. See you in a few weeks.
See you in Atlantic City on Saturday/Sunday.
While you initially download and are listening to this, you will have to leave immediately and go to Atlantic City to catch us.
Correct.
I might end up just driving myself to Borg and not drinking very much on Saturday, because I'm going to be miserable if I have 0 seconds to myself on Saturday.